One of the most riveting images that has emerged out of the protests in Ferguson, Missouri, is of civilian police officers using military vehicles for crowd control. For years, the Department of Defense has distributed equipment and vehicles to law enforcement offices all across the country, including some in Wyoming. WPR's Miles Bryant rode along with the Cheyenne SWAT team as they trained with their new military vehicle and filed this report.
The Cheyenne PD's new mine-resistant ambush-protected vehicle, or MRAP, is about the size of a city garbage truck, but it seems much bigger than that. It's all angles, jutting armor and massive shocks, and its tires look like they could crush my old sedan without much of a problem. It's also very loud. The vehicle was built for combat in Kabul or Fallujah, not for the streets of Cheyenne, and that makes it a little tough to drive here, as the officer in training is finding out.
Clear right?
No, you need to look at your mirrors. Check all your mirrors.
So
the guy giving directions is SWAT team leader Lieutenant Terrence Bell. He wants to show me why acquiring an MRAP was necessary. We start with the department's old armored vehicle.
So this is the old Peacekeeper. This is one of the first vehicles that they used that was made of armor. See how much smaller it is?
That vehicle is half the size, has less armor, and is 30 years older than the MRAP. Bell also points out that it has something the MRAP doesn't have, weapon mounts.
You have your portals, which you can shoot out of. You have your turret, which has the mount to mount a weapon. This is more of a fighting vehicle.
When Bell and his team set out to replace their old armored vehicle last year, they went to a Department of Defense program that distributes surplus military vehicles to police departments for cheap. Like, really cheap.
So you spent $1,800...
to get a $733,000 vehicle.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Bell says that without the DOD program, his department would have had to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on a civilian armored vehicle. And even though Cheyenne's SWAT team doesn't plan on using its MRAP often, there are situations when it would be crucial. Bell offered the example of a time 8 years ago when a guy barricaded himself in a Cheyenne firehouse and threatened to blow up its propane tanks.
That'd have been a perfect situation for this. We could have gotten close to the situation, and even if the propane tank had gone off, we would still be safe.
But what about the fact that seeing a vehicle made for war in the Middle East parked on the curb is scary for a lot of people? Bell says he understands the concerns, but thinks they're unfounded.
Problem is, nobody comes out and looks at it. When I pointed out, look, I couldn't shoot you from this vehicle if I wanted to. All the rules as per the Constitution, as per the state law, federal law, all still apply. I don't get to run over you just because I have this vehicle. This vehicle just allows me to not get shot.
Bell drew an analogy to firefighters. We wouldn't send them to fight a fire without all the equipment they might need, he said. So why would we deny cops, who also risk their lives, any equipment they might possibly need?
I don't think you can compare it to firemen. Firemen don't scare me. Firemen are there to help me. In these situations, police have given the expectation that they're not there to help.
Linda Burt is the director of Wyoming's ACLU. While these military vehicles are usually reserved for SWAT teams, Burt points to a study from the National ACLU that says 62% of the time SWAT teams are deployed, it's for simple drug warrants. Wyoming currently does not have explicit regulations as to how MRAPs can and can't be used. Cheyenne's PD relies on a subjective risk matrix and does not publicly report instances when armored vehicles are used. Burt says the police do have a right to protect themselves.
But the individuals and citizens also have a right to be protected from police and from any kind of excessive violence or excessive use of this equipment.
The Paramount Cafe is a local spot in downtown Cheyenne. I asked Lou Christo, a truck driver, what he thought about his city's police force getting military armored vehicles as he was walking past.
I think it's good for them. I mean, you got drug dealers and criminals that are well outmanned, and outgunned the police. And anything we can do to support them, I believe is a good thing.
Amy Larson is another passerby, and her position is a little more complicated. Her dad and her boyfriend are cops. She says, of course she wants them to be safe, but having police share so much with soldiers perpetuates a destructive cycle.
If police are treating citizens like enemies that they would in a war zone, it kind of makes the citizens respond as if the police were an enemy that they would find in a war zone.
It remains to be seen how law enforcement agencies in Wyoming will use their military vehicles. Lieutenant Bell says his team is still working on driver's training. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Miles Bryan.